started.
我们时间差不多了，应该开始了。
Let me welcome you to this Thursday morning Bible study.
欢迎大家来到星期四上午的圣经学习。
And we're hoping that the Lord will teach us today from His Word.
盼望神今天能教导我们他的话。
And we got a good report that Eric and Miss Sarah are back in Vancouver safely.
Eric弟兄和Sarah姊妹昨天已经平安地回到了温哥华。Roy
picked them up at the airport last night about 10 o'clock.
Roy弟兄昨天去机场接了他，大概是晚上10点钟。
And we heard that their journey yesterday was about 30 hours.
他昨天呢，他们飞了，在路上啊，就转了好几次飞机，路上有30个小时。
I think you can go around the world on
30 hours. But
they were very tired when they got here last night.
他们回来这里就非常的累啊。So
they're going to catch up with us later.
他们要晚一点时间才能回到我们中间。
Brother Jeet is with us this morning, and maybe I'll ask him if he will open in prayer.
Yes, our loving Father, how we thank thee again for your word, and we thank thee for one another, Lord, and we thank thee that you have put a thirst in our hearts to seek into your word and to learn more about you. And Lord, as the days go by, we learn more and we get closer and closer to thy heart. And Lord, one day we will be with thee soon, and we will see thee face to face. So Lord, we want to thank you and bless you again for your word. And we love your word, Lord. It's a picture of thyself. It's a picture of your heart. And Lord, we see the beauties and the wonders of our Lord Jesus every time we open the Bible. And Lord, we want to thank you for those precious words that flowed from his mouth. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We thank thee, our Father. We pray thy blessings upon our brother Joe as he ministers thy word to us. We thank thee for Eric and Sarah coming back safely.
Amen.
And Lord, we just pray that you would bless us and watch over us and teach us from thy word, that the Holy Spirit would really provoke the hearts of all that are here, that they would learn and apply these things into their lives and tell others about it as well. So bless us here, Lord. We just pray in Jesus' name.
We're praying for the gift of hearing. No. He's talking with the Lord and in our behalf, so we're thankful for that.
Amen.
Okay, John's Gospel, chapter 9. Please open your Bibles there.
约翰福音九章, 我们翻开圣经。
And we are under the section called People Mentioned.
我们在这个 段落里啊, 就是叫提到的人。
If you're just joining us, or if you've missed a few sessions, we're working our way down this list.
我们是跟着这个单子往下走的, 就是我们手上这个, 单章往下走的。
And I made myself a note from last week because I never know where I started, much less when I finished, but I think we are ready for the Jews in verse 18.
上周我们停在 犹太人18节
So we spent a little time on Pharisees. We spent a little time on a prophet. Who is a prophet? What does a prophet do? So we want to look at verse 18. It is the first time in our text that Jews are mentioned.
所以我们花了一点时间讲法利赛人、先知。现在呢，我们开始出现一个新的人物——犹太人。
Now, let me read verse 18 and 19 for you.
我给大家读18和19节。
But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?
犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼，后来能看见的。 叫了他的父母来问他们说，这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见了呢？
So, in order to understand this story, we need to know something about the people in the story.
要理解这个故事啊，我们要先了解故事的人物。
And so this morning we're going to talk about the Jews. Who are the Jews?
今天早晨呢，我们在谈犹太人。那谁是犹太人呢？
I know that many of you have already had Bible studies about the Jews, so I'm going to ask you a few questions.
我们知道我们有很多人已经学习了关于犹太人一点知识啊，我想问大家一些问题。Who
was the first Jew?
谁是第一个犹太人？
Abraham. Okay. Now, I think I told you this before. Until Abraham was called by God, everybody in the world were Gentiles.
所以，直到神呼召亚伯拉罕啊，地上的每一个人呢，都是外邦人。
Now, who is a Gentile?
那谁是外邦人呢？
Yeah, right. Exactly. Everybody except the Jews. So before there was any Jews, everybody was Gentile.
所以除了犹太人就都是外邦人。所以在犹太人还没有出来前呢，那每一个就都是外邦人。
Before the meeting sometime, I will go to my brothers, and I will say to them, Gentile men.
哎呦，我每次呢，会议开始前，我会找一个弟兄呢，跟他问候。我说呢， Gentlemen 就是外邦人， Gentile men.
So, okay, let's turn to Genesis chapter 12 and see what happens to this first Gentile who becomes a Jew.
我们来看创世纪12章，来看第一个外邦人变成犹太人的这个人，亚伯拉罕。
So this we call the call of Abraham, when God called him.
这章的标题叫做神呼召亚伯兰。
Let me read the first three verses.
他来读前面三节。
Now the Lord had said to Abram, that was his name before God changed it. The Lord had said to Abram, Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕，前面的改名前叫亚伯兰，说你要离开本地、本族、富家。
亡我所要指示你的地区，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。So, the first thing we know in verse 1 is that this was not the first time God spoke to Abram.
那我们第一节让我们知道呢，这不是神第一次和亚伯兰说话。
You'll notice the tense. Now the Lord had said to Abram.
因为这个时态呢是过去时。
So God is calling and calling and calling, and at some point, by the grace of God, we respond to God's calling.
所以神一直呼召，呼召，呼召，在某一个点，因着神的恩典呢，我们就回应了他的呼召。
He told Abraham that he was going to make him a great nation, but in order to do that, he said there's some things you're going to have to do first.
那神跟亚伯兰说是要使他成为大国，但是首先呢，亚伯兰要做一点事。
I want you to leave your country, I want you to leave your family, and I want you to leave your father's house.
我要你离开你的家族和本地。
Let's put that in perspective for a minute.
我们来放下，回到这个场景里。
Let's suppose the Lord spoke to you.
假设神跟你说。
And the Lord says, I have a great plan for your life.
神说呢，我对你的生命有一个大的计划。
But you're going to have to leave China.
但是你必须要离开中国。
And you're going to have to leave your extended family.
你离开你现在这个大的家族。
And you're going to have to leave your father's house.
离开你父的家。
And you're going to have to go to a land that you don't even know where it is yet.
你要去到一个地方，你都不知道在哪。
I will show it to you.
我会显给你。
Now, that's a pretty big calling of God for someone.
这个对某些人来说可是一个很大的呼召。
No wonder later in the scriptures, Abraham is held up as a man of faith.
这就为什么在后面的圣经里，亚伯兰总是被描述成信心之父。
Because he must exercise faith right now at the very beginning of his journey.
他必须在他旅程的开始就走信心的路。
Later in Abraham's life, God will ask him to sacrifice his only son.
后来呢，亚伯兰的生命里呢，神让他把他的独生子献上。
But God did not ask him to do that at the beginning.
但是神没有一开始就让他这么做。
And the principle is, you will grow in your faith and be stronger and stronger and stronger. And when the big test comes, you will pass.
原则就是你会在信心里成长，然后越来越强，越来越强，直到那大的测试来的时候。
God knows your limits and your weaknesses, and He will not test you above that which you are able.
神知道你的能力边界限制，他不会给你的测试超过你能受。
So let's think about these three things. You leave your country, your kindred, your extended family, and your father's house. Let's think about that.
我们想一想这三个，地，本地，本族，本家。
I was born and raised in Mississippi in the United States.
我是出生和长大都在美国的密西西比州。
I came to Canada in January of 1972.
我是1972年的1月份来加拿大的。
And I have basically lived in Canada ever since.
从那个之后呢，我就住在这里了。
My wife Anne and I were married in 1974.
我太太 Anne 跟我1974年结婚的。
And we have never had an address in the United States or any other country. Our address has always been in Canada.
所以从那个时候呢，我们的地址就一直是加拿大的地址，再也没有美国或其他国家的地址。
Sometimes people will say to me, "Where are you from?"
有的时候人会问我，你从哪里来呢？
And I have to be very careful because my first response is, "Oh, I'm from Mississippi."
我要很小心，因为我第一个回应总是说，哦，我是密西西比来的。
Yeah, even though I've lived almost 50 years in Canada.
即使我已经在加拿大生活了50年了。
You see, where you were born and raised, in your country, that's where your roots are.
所以当你出生长大的那个国家呢，其实是你的根所在。
That's where your culture and your traditions and your family actually formed your character and your personality.
你的文化，你的家族，在那里你养成了你的个性。
So God says to Abram, get out of your country.
然后神对亚伯兰说，那你现在从那里出来。
I know you got a lot of traditions and you got a lot of culture and you got a lot of things in your life. Get out, get out.
我知道你有很多传统，有文化，很多的东西，但是呢，出来。
And he says, not only do I want you to leave geography, I want you to leave your family.
那我不但让你地理上离开，我要让你离开你的家族。
The family here being your extended family, your uncles or your aunts or your cousins, but the big family, your kindred.
这是你的族啊，族就是一个比较扩展的家庭的概念，叔叔、阿姨、姑姑啊，一个很大的一个范畴。
Get out of your country, get out of your kindred, leave your family.
你离开你的国家，离开你的本族。
These would be extremely hard steps for Abraham to take.
这是一个非常对亚伯拉罕难的一步。
But the last one would be the biggest step. Get out of your father's house.
最后一个呢更难，从父家离开。
Your father's house is your immediate family.Mom and dad and brothers and sisters.
这是你最近的一家啊，父母兄弟。
This is where you have grown up, where you are accepted, and where your inheritance is.
这是你出成长的地方，被接纳的地方。更重要，你的遗产，你的产业在那里。
It is one thing to leave your country. It is another thing to leave your kindred. But it is a big thing to say goodbye to mom and dad. I'm going away, and I probably won't be back.
所以离开自己的家国呢是一回事，离开自己的族呢又要更难了。那离开自己的父家，跟父母说再见，可能永远再不回来了，那就是。难中上是难了。
If my speculations are right, it took Abraham 10 years to make that decision.
如果我的猜测没有错呢，亚伯兰应该花了十年才做这个决定。
Because the Lord had already said to Abram, "Do these things."
因为神早就跟他说这么做。
One of the hardest things.Was that his father was still alive?
当中还有一个更难的呢，就是他的父亲还活着。
One day Jesus talked to a man in the New Testament, and he said to that man, "Follow me."
那有一天呢，耶稣呼召一个新约的人呢，跟他说，你跟从我。
And that man said, "I will, but let me first go bury my father."
但是他说我会跟从你，但是请你允许我回去先埋葬我的父亲。
This is at the end of Luke chapter 9. We're not going to turn there.
这是在路加九章的最后。
And Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you come and follow me."
耶稣说，让死人去埋死人吧，你来跟从我。
The text sounds rather harsh and insensitive.
这个原文呢，听起来语调上有一点严厉。
But culture, tradition had it that the oldest son in the family could not leave the family until the father died.
因为在当时的文化传统里呢，长子不能在父亲还在世的时候呢就离开。直到这父亲死了埋了才可以离开。
So it's very possible that the man's father was not even dead yet, but he had to wait till his father died before he could follow the Lord Jesus.
所以极有可能呢，这个人他的父亲呢还没有过世，所以他在讲呢，他要等到他父亲过世了，他安葬他才去跟随耶稣。
So in Abraham's case, he had to wait. He waited. He waited. He wasn't strong, but eventually he left his country, left his kindred, and left his father's house.
所以亚伯兰呢，他就等啊等啊等，最终他决定了离开了本地、本族、本家。
So then he said, "Okay, I'm ready to go. Which way do I go?"
然后他说，好，我准备走了，我该往哪走呢？
And the Lord says, "Just move out. I'll direct your steps."
神说呢，你往那你就走就好了，我会告诉你往哪走。
And he said, "Well, shall I go to the right or to the left?"
他说呢，我往右还是往左呢？
He said, "Just go ahead."
他说走就好。
Forward or backward?
往前还是往后呢？
He said, "Just make a step. I'll direct your step."
你跨开步子，我就告诉你。
He said, "Lord, I don't know where to go."
你说主啊，我不知道去哪里。
He said, "I will direct your steps."
他说我会带领你的脚步。
No wonder Abraham is called the father of faith.
所以亚伯兰才会叫做信心之父啊。
Do you know why God wanted Abraham to leave his country and his kindred and his father's house?
为什么神要带着亚伯拉罕离开他的父、本族、本家、本地吗？
Because he wanted Abraham completely dependent on him.
因为他想要亚伯拉罕完全的倚靠神。
Let's think about that thought, completely dependent on the Lord for a moment.
我们想一想这个概念啊，全然的依靠主。
Do you have anyone or anything in your life that you might say, well, if following the Lord doesn't work, I always have this, whatever it is.
那我们有没有时候是这样一种场景，说哦，如果跟随主啊行不通的话呢，我还有一条别的路可走。
I have a bank account. I have real estate. I have some family. I have gifts. I have, and if it gets really bad, then at least I have this for backup.
对，比方说我有房子，有这个朋友，有一些产业，银行存款。那即便最糟糕呢，神跟随神有问题，我还可以回到这些事情上。
Because if you still have that, and it's not wrong to have it, but it's wrong if that's what you're depending on to serve the Lord.
所以有这些东西不是问题啊，但问题当你倚靠它的时候，就成了问题。
Jesus said you cannot serve God and money. You can't do it.
因为神说你不能又服侍神又服侍马门。
And I will say you cannot serve God and your mom and dad.
你也不能既服侍神呢又服侍你的父母。
Or God and your job.
既服侍神呢又服侍你的工
作。Or God and your children.
或者神呢和你的孩子。
The Lord wants us completely dependent on Him.
神要我们全然的倚靠他。
Not wrong to have money, not wrong to have family, not wrong to have jobs, but you cannot depend on them. They will not always be there. God will.
所以有工作、有家庭、有钱财不是问题啊，但是你不能倚靠它，只有神才是唯一的依靠。
Some people depend on what they have accumulated in life for their security.
很多人会依靠呢他在一生中所积累的作为他安全的来源。
You know what happens when the stock market falls and everything goes wrong? People start killing themselves.
你知道当股市跌了，一切很糟糕的时候，很多人都开始自杀了。
That's because they look to their investments for security. There's no security in investments.
因为他们是看自己的投资来找平安。
Investments change, properties fail, relationships are lost, but only God remains.
所以投资会跌，朋友会让你失望，关系会没有，但只有神是唯一的依靠。
So let's think about salvation today in the world in which we live. Let's think about this for a minute.
我们想一想我们今天所活的世界，想想这个救恩。
When Jesus says to you, follow me, what do you think he's saying?
当耶稣跟你说跟从我，他在说什么呢？
You remember he's walking along the shore and he sees some men mending their nets, fishermen?
Yeah, 他走在路上看见有一些人，有一些渔夫在修补网。
Yeah, remember that? Peter and John and some of these guys are out there fishermen, right?
约翰一些渔夫在补网，渔网。
So he said to them, follow me.
他对他们说跟从我。
You know what the scripture said?
圣经怎么说?
They left their nets.
他们就把网撇下了。
Matter of fact, three gospels cover that, and one of the gospels says they left their father in the boat.
然后三个福音书讲到这个细节，有一个福音书还多了一个细节，他们不但撇下了网，还撇下他们的父亲。So
when we tell people that they need to become Christians, what do we tell them they must do?
所以当我们告诉人他们要成为基督徒，我们要告诉他们什么呢？
We tell them they need to trust Jesus, right? Because he died for them and rose again.
我们要告诉他们要信靠耶稣，因为耶稣为我们的罪死了又复活了。
But maybe we don't explain what that means very well.
有的时候我们可能没有很好的解释这意味着什么。
You have to tell them it will cost you your life. You must give up everything to follow Jesus.
那你还要告诉他呢，这是会需要你把一切的都给出去啊，要交在神的手里。
Lest I be misunderstood, let's focus on this for a minute.
那我们希望大家不要误解哈，我们来详细把这个点解释一下。
You don't have to divorce your husband or your wife.
Okay.你不是说你要离婚啊，离开你的丈夫或妻子。
You don't have to quit your job.
不是说你要去离开你的工作，不做了。
You don't run away from your children. Okay.
也不是离开你的孩子不去教导他们。And
write a check for all of your money and say, I have nothing anymore, just Jesus. It's all.
或者说呢，把你所有的钱财写了一张支票全给出去，你说啊。 现在什么都没了，不是这个概念。
But you must be willing, whatever the cost, to follow Jesus.
但是你里面要很愿意跟神说呢，无论什么样的代价，我都愿意跟着你。
You take your life and you put it into His hands.
你把你的生命及生命中的一切呢，全部放在。
Now, I'm still a person, I'm still on earth, I still have family and jobs and responsibilities, but I have said they are now what God wants, not what I want anymore.
我还是我，我还是活在地上，我还是有我自地上要做的事情，但是区别就是呢，现在呢，这些东西，我刚才讲的那些东西，就是在神的手里，是神要怎么。
Let me explain the danger of not telling the whole truth about salvation.
我要告诉你呢，你不把这样的一个救恩的整体的真理告诉别人的危险是什么？
So maybe I say to Daniel, I say now, Daniel, if you trust Jesus as your Savior, you're going to have brand new life.
如果我跟Daniel说呢，你要是信靠耶稣，成为你救主，你有一个新的生命，崭新的。
Is that true?
是真的吗？
Yes, that is true.
是真的。
And I say, Daniel, you trust Jesus, you're going to have your sins forgiven.
Daniel, 你信靠基督呢，你的罪就得赦了。
And that's true.
这也是真的。
And you're going to have peace with God. You're not at war with God anymore.
你现在跟神有平安，再不是征战了。
And you're going to have a great life on earth, and you're going to have the guarantee of being with Jesus in heaven forever and ever.
那你会在地上有个特别好的生命，那在永恒里也有保障，会跟神永永远远在一起。
And that is all true.
这些全都是真的。
But it's not the whole story.
但不是全部。
Christians are not exempt from problems.
因为基督徒不是免于什么困难或麻烦的。
If all we tell people is that everything is going to be really, 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 really good, and they trust the Lord, and the next day it's really, really, really bad, what do they do?
如果你告诉别人信靠主是非常非常非常好，然后他相信了，第二天他碰到的事是非常非常非常糟，那怎么办呢？
Now, you know we have been praying for those who were baptized on Sunday. We've been praying that God would strengthen those two women.
那我们星期天受洗的两个姊妹呢，我们一直为他们祷告，也求神呢坚固他们。
Now, why do we pray for them to be strengthened?
为什么我们要求神坚固他们呢？
Because it's going to be very hard to follow the Lord Jesus.
因为跟随主啊，其实是蛮难的。
And they're going to have troubles, and the devil is going to tempt them, and they're going to have struggles. And we pray that they will just keep trusting the Lord Jesus.
他们会碰到麻烦，魔鬼会来试探他们，他们会有许多挣扎的时候，所以我们祷告求神坚固他们。
As a matter of fact, in the gospel message, we need to also tell people this is going to be difficult.
所以在福音的信息里，我们要告诉人呢，福音之后，你接受之后，还是会有很多困难的。
You will have peace in your heart, and the Lord Jesus will never leave you. But there's going to be problems, and He's going to help you through those problems.
你会有里面平安，耶稣不会离开你，但是会有很多麻烦。只是在麻烦中，基督与你同在。
If you think Christians never have any problems, you are wrong.
如果你认为基督徒呢会没有麻烦呢，你就错了。
Do you know that Christians have heart attacks?
你知道基督徒也会心肌梗塞的。
And cancer?
也会得癌症的吗
？And car accidents?
也会出车祸的吗
？And families divorce and children run away? It can all happen to Christians.
也会遇到破碎的婚姻，也会遇到悖逆的孩子，都一样的。
You must be ready to trust the Lord through those times.
所以你要在所有这样的事情里学会信靠神呢。
And not think that God has left me or abandoned me. Why am I having these troubles? Troubles are coming.
所以你不是想呢，神在这个时候是不是离开我了，他不要我了，我困难会来啊，但是神不是这么带领你。
So God says to Abram, He says, I want you to leave everything so you can be completely dependent on me. This is going to be a long walk, but you've got to trust me.
所以神呼召亚伯兰以后呢，亚伯兰出来，神要他全然的依靠他，因为这是一段很长的路要走。
Okay. Now, I think that's probably more than enough about Abraham at that point.So Abraham being the first Jew, God promised he was going to be the father of the great nation, right?
亚伯兰成为一个第一个犹太人，神应许他成为万国之父嘛。
Okay. So Abraham has a miracle son. You remember that?
亚伯兰有一个神迹的儿子，大家记得吗？
His name was Isaac.
他名字叫以撒。
Okay. Right.And then Isaac has two sons, Jacob and Esau.
以撒呢有两个儿子，以扫和雅各。
Okay. And from Jacob, Jacob had 12 sons.
所以从雅各呢有十二个儿子。
And God changes Jacob's name to what?
然后神把雅各的名字改成叫什么？
Israel, very good. You know, for many years, even in my Christian life, I never understood when the Bible said the children of Israel. I was thinking Israel is a place like Israel. And I couldn't understand. Children of Israel would be like saying children of Mississippi.
所以他说他很长一段时间啊，他很难去理解这样的一个概念，讲到这个以色列之子啊，以色列的孩子们是，他总觉得是在讲这块地方啊。 就是比方说他说密西西比之子啊，以色列是个地名。So
it wasn't children of a country, it was children of a person, right?
实际上他不是说一个地区的孩子，他是一个人的孩子。Jacob's
sons or name changed to Israel, Israel's sons are the children of Israel. Not hard. I just didn't know that.
这样就好理解了，因为他是雅各的后裔，就是以色列了，因为雅各改名。 后来改名叫以色列，所以以色列的儿子们就是今天的犹太人。
So we know that after hundreds of years, the children of Israel became a great nation. We know that.
所以我们知道，在很多年之后呢，以色列的孩子们成为一个大国。
And so this nation is what God promised Abram right back in Genesis chapter 12.
国家呢是神在创世纪十二章应许给亚伯兰的。
Here's something else you should remember. When God makes a promise, He keeps it.
有一点呢，我要提醒大家，当神给了应许，他就必持守。
God kept the promise to Abraham because the promise depended on God, not on Abraham.
神给了亚伯兰的应许呢，这个应许是取决于神，而不取决于亚伯拉罕。Abraham
failed many times.
因为亚伯拉罕啊，是失败了很多次。But
God never fails.
神从不失败。And
God always helped Abraham come back to the place of blessing and kept helping him and kept helping him. And God kept his promise even though Abraham failed many times.
所以神呢是 亚伯拉罕呢，回到不停的回到，他最初的地方，即使亚伯拉罕失败了很多次。You
know, if the Lord Jesus said, "If you believe on me, you will have eternal life," our job is to believe. His job is to give us eternal life.
所以耶稣说呢，你要相信我，就会有永生。所以我们的责任在信，他的工作在给我们永生。And
He says, "If you believe." You will never perish.
他说你若相信就永不灭亡。
I can't save myself, and I certainly can't keep myself when I am saved.
那我不能使我自己不灭亡，我也不能使我在得救以后呢持守保守我自己。
But God makes promises and God keeps His promises. So my confidence in my Christian life is not in myself, but in God.
所以神给应许，神持守他的应许。我的基督徒的生命的信心不来自我自己，来自他。Now,
the big problem is by the time Jesus comes to earth, the children of Israel, now called the Jewish nation or the Israelites, they've kind of developed their own version of God's laws.
那麻烦是到耶稣的时代呢，这些以色列的孩子们，他们开始建立了一个自己的神的律法的标准。Do
you remember one day in the Old Testament, Moses goes up on the mountain of God and God says, "Here are my laws," and he gave all his laws to Moses. Remember that?
你记得那一天，旧约里，神在山上把
Well, the first time that happened, it didn't go very well. They're making a golden calf down at the foot of the mountain, and when Moses comes down, he gets angry and he breaks the tablets, and there was judgment on the people.
那第一次颁律法呢，不是太成功。当摩西带着这两块石板下去，他们已经在底下拜金牛犊了。 所以摩西把石板摔碎了啊，所以给他们一个审判。
And a lot of people of Israel died that day because they didn't believe God could keep Moses so long on the mountain, they gave up.
很多人当天死了，因为他们不相信神可以持守摩西在山上这么久啊，所以他们都放弃了。
So Moses goes back up on the mountain the second time, and God writes the laws again, and he brings the laws down to the people.
所以摩西呢第二次上山啊，神再一次把律法颁给他。
Now these were the laws that God gave to the nation of Israel.
所以这些呢是神给到以色列国的律法。
Now I have not counted those laws, but I have read how many they are. Do you know how many laws God gave to the people of Israel?
你知道神给了以色列人多少律法吗？
Ten.
十个吗？
That's not even a good start. Do I hear 15? Anybody give me 20? Do I hear 50? Do I hear 100?
100.
How about 613?
613呢?
613 laws, statutes, ordinances, and commandments. 613.
613个律例条规啊，反正就是所有的规定。
Now the Ten Commandments represent the 613.
十诫只是代表了这六百十三个。
Okay. I sat on a plane one day beside a lady, and I asked her, "Do you know what you have to do in order to go to heaven?"
那我有一天问。在飞机上问一个人，我说你知不知道你怎么做才去天堂呢？
She said you have to keep the Ten Commandments.
她说呢你要守十诫。
I said really?
我说真的吗？
She said yes.
她说是的。
I said do you know the Ten Commandments?
我说你知道十诫吗？
She got eight.
她背了七，她背了八个。
Not bad. Just off the cuff, you can remember eight. Not bad.
你十个里能背八个不错。
I said, "What about the other two?" She said, "I can't remember them."
我说剩的两个，她说我不记得了。
I said, "If you can't remember them, how can you keep them?"
我说你都不记得了，你怎么守啊？
I said, "Would it surprise you if I told you there were 613 commandments?"
如果我说旧约实际有六百十三条律法，你会很诧异吗？
And she said that's way too many. Way.
她说太多了，太多了。
Yeah. Well, the commandments, of course, were not given so that we could be saved by keeping them. They were given to show us that we can't keep God's commandments. Nobody can.
所以律法颁下来不是让我们靠着可以称义的得救的，而是让我们知道我们做不了，是让我们知道自己是个罪人。
In the New Testament, we are told that the law of Moses, or the law that God gave to Moses, was our teacher, was our schoolmaster to lead us to Christ.
在新约我们知道呢，摩西律法是一个老师，是个训蒙的师父，把我们带到基督那里去的。
So when it comes to the Jews, all these thousands of years later, the Jews made up their own interpretation of the 613 commandments.
所以我们回到旧约呢，就是这几两千年里啊，犹太人呢就自己把这个演变成他们的一套说法。
We would call that Jewish tradition.
我们可以管这个叫犹太的传统。
Do you know that every denomination, every church has traditions?
你知道今天的新约教会每个宗派都有自己的传统。
So, a church takes a Bible like this and they read it and they say, well, this is how we're going to do it. And they make their own laws and their own traditions.
那每一个宗派呢，他们拿出圣经说好，这是我们准备做的方式，这个方式就成为了我们的传统。
Let me give you one example.
比方说呢
，Many big churches say that when a baby is born, they must bring the baby into the church and baptize the baby by sprinkling sprinkling water or holy water on the head of the baby.
有的很多教会他会用婴儿洗啊，就觉得当婴儿出生了以后怎么样呢？或者点水礼或者浸礼啊，让婴儿受洗。
The church made that up. That is a tradition. It is not in the Bible. Not there.
圣经里完全没有这个记载或这个要求，这是教会自己想出来的。
But if you talk to anyone in those churches, they'll say, this is what God said.
如果你跟这些人说呢，他们会说这是圣经的教导。
God did not say that at all.
神没有这么说。
And many or most of those people never read their Bible. They just listen to church tradition.
这些人他们其实并没有自己去读圣经啊，他们只是听了或跟从了教会的传统而已。
So the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, they had their traditions.
所以犹太人呢，他们有自己的传统。
It is based on the laws of God, but they kind of did it their own way.
是基于摩西律法，但是他们用自己的方式做的。
So one day Jesus comes to the nation of Israel, and he says, I am the king, and I'm going to establish my kingdom. I am the king of the Jews, the nation of Israel.
有一次呢，耶稣来到犹大帝啊，他说我要开始建立我的国度，我是这个国的王。
Now the nation of Israel, in particular the leaders, they knew that in the Old Testament that it said a king is coming, the Messiah is coming. They knew that.
那这些祭司长们呢，他们是知道旧约讲了。会有一个弥赛亚，会有一个王要来。
The Old Testament even said what his name would be.
旧约甚至说了他的名字是什么。
What family he would be born into.
他会从哪个家族时候出生。
The place of his birth.
他的出生地。
And he would be called the Son of God.
他会被称为神的儿子。
The Messiah, the King of Israel.
他会称为弥赛亚。
And that he would do things that nobody else has ever done to confirm that he was the Messiah.
他会做其他人做不了的事来证实他是弥赛亚。
But they didn't care.
但他们不在乎。
They didn't want him.
他们不要。
Everything was perfect in the life of Christ. Every step he was proving who he was, they said no.
他做的一切都很完美的证明他是谁，他们就祭司们就是不接受。
Even in John chapter 9, when we're reading, the Jews did not want to believe that he had healed this blind man.
即使约翰福音九章我们读的这个故事，犹太人都不愿意相信他医治了瞎子。
So they are against him already.
他们已经抵挡了耶稣。
They were against him when he was born. Do you remember that?
他们在耶稣出生的时候就抵挡他，记得吗？
They tried to kill all the babies to make sure that they would get this man who was born king of the Jews.
他们要杀一切的孩子啊，也确保他们杀了这个要来做王的。
And God warned Joseph and Mary in a dream, and they left.Israel, and they went to Egypt. Remember that?
所以神警告了约瑟啊，在他的梦里，所以他们跑出了犹太，记得吗？
And when Jesus grew up and was a man, the first time they tried to kill him was in his hometown of Nazareth. And they didn't like him then. They tried to push him off a cliff.
当耶稣长大了以后，他第一次别人要杀他，就是在他的家乡拿撒勒啊，他们要把他从悬崖上推下去。
So from the very beginning, the Jews did not want him, and they tried to destroy him.
所以从一开始，犹太人都不想要他，想要杀他。
And we'll think about more thoughts about the Jews after our break.
对，我们休息一下以后，我们再继续这个关于犹太人的话题。
Okay. Since we opened in English, I'm going to ask you to close in Chinese.
Okay, 我们用中文做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的真理，让我们知道 我们虽然肉身不是犹太人，但是我们借着信心接受基督成为救主，我们可以成为灵里的信心的后裔。求您带着我每一个没有信您的能够接受基督成为我们个人的救主，我们相信您的能常活在神的信心和爱中。祝福迷惑的饮食，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. So prompt, and we're back to our study. So I'm just going to, I'm first going to open in English and then in Chinese.
好，那我们谢谢大家啊，回来。很准时的回来，我们可以继续下一堂的课。
Okay, let's pray.
我们起来祷告。
Lord, you are so gracious and so kind to us. Thank you.
主啊，您是如此的有恩典、有慈爱，谢谢您。
And Father, thank you for every person who has come here today.
谢谢您为了今天来的每一位。
Would you bless every home?
也求您祝福这里的每一位。
And every person in that home.
也祝福这家庭里的每一位。
And open our eyes that we might see.
也开我们的眼，让我们能看见。
Great and wondrous things from our God.
那伟大的、美好的从神来的事。
Father, speak to our hearts so that we can fall in love with the Lord Jesus.
父啊，对我们的心说话，使我们能与神相爱。
In His name,
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. Now, we're still talking about the Jews, and just a little discussion with my brother Jeet here. The name Jew is a little different from Israelites.
那我刚跟那个 Jeet 的弟兄聊呢，这个犹太人这个词啊，和以色列人还是有点差别。
It's hard to find one verse that actually tells you who the Jews are, but the initially the Jews were man or men from Judah or the area of Judea near Jerusalem.
所以很难找到一个准确的词来描述犹太人嘛。最初呢，这个词的词根来自于呢犹大地的那住的人啊。
So keep in mind that primarily the people that opposed the Lord Jesus often referred to as Jews.
所以一般来说呢，那些抵挡耶稣的人呢，我们常常会管他们叫犹太人。
And they represented a part of Israel that really was against the Lord and His teaching.
他们是代表以色列人里面呢特别的抵挡耶稣和他教导的那批人。
Okay. So, Jeet's going to share a few things about this context about Jews and we'll continue on.
好，这里有一些关于犹太人的分享，之后呢我们就继续。
You see, the nation of Israel was a very special nation. There were people that were set aside for God.
犹太人呢是一个很特别的国家啊，是神分别为他自己分别出来的一群人。
But they went in the way of the world. They did not continue to follow their God and to be close to God, but they just went in the way of the world.
但他们只是想跟随世界的路，他们不愿意走神给他们带领的路。
And when the truth becomes the way of the world, it becomes a religion.
所以当真理呢变成世界的路的时候呢，就会成为一样东西叫宗教。
And then they go into darkness because they don't have the truth of the light.
当他们没有了这真理的亮光呢，就进到黑暗里去了。
So every story that we read in the Old Testament, God's servants, God had willing hearts that were willing to listen to Him, obey Him, and follow Him.
所以神呢在旧约里都想带着以色列人呢有这样的一颗心呢愿意顺服他听他。
And the Spirit of God works in the same way today as the Spirit of God worked in those days.
所以神的灵在今天工作的方式呢和在旧约工作方式是一样的带领我们。
He wants a believer undivided attention. He wants them for himself, the Lord does.
他希望我们不是三心二意的，是专心跟随他的。
Now when a child, when we were born into this world, the world indoctrinated us. We came to believe whatever our mother and father taught us, and what we learned in the school, and the values that were put on us. And these are those things that build the personality and the character in a person.
所以一个人出生长大，他的个性啊，他的传统是从他的父母，从他学校所学的。他人生所经历的事情而建立的价值观，这是一个人长起来的时候，他里面的人是就这么形成的。
So Abraham, when we were reading the story, that God had to take him out of that system, had to take him out of his country, had to take him out of his relatives, and start teaching him the truth.
这就是为什么神要把亚伯拉罕从他原来的系统里带出来，然后开始教他新的东西。
And Abraham had great faith. He didn't know where he was going, what he was going to do, where his food would come from, where his money or his finances would come from. But he trusted God, that God would provide everything for him that he required.
但是亚伯拉罕呢，却完全的信靠神。他不管他的供应从哪来，他的生计怎么来，他全然的交给神，神来给他供应和带领。
So the Lord Jesus said.That my sheep hear my voice.
所以耶稣说呢，我的羊听我的声音。
And they follow me.
他们就跟从我。
You see, that's the first thing, is to hear the voice of Jesus. If you hear the voice of Jesus and you follow him, then you go away from the system of the world, and you come into that wonderful, that marvelous light and the truth, what he wants to teach you.
所以当你听见耶稣的声音，你跟从他，你就从这世界被分离出来，然后你就看见这大光了，他就教导你，就是神真理的光。
And the Spirit of God, once you get saved and born again, He starts to reprogram you into thinking in the way that God would want to have you thinking.
然后神的灵呢，就开始教导你啊，就开始格式化了一样，就开始让你的思维方式呢，变成完全合神心意的这样的一个思维方式。
A person that is not born again, he is programmed in the world system. He believes whatever the values that the world values.
所以当一个没有重生的人呢，他里面的思维方式是属世界的，他所喜悦的也是世界所喜悦的。
And that person put more importance on the things of the world than he does on the spiritual things.
然后这个人就会使自己呢看重世界的东西，远高过看重属灵的益处。
So when the Lord Jesus said to that man, let the dead bury their dead, that means let the people that are not saved, the ones that don't put their faith and trust in Christ for salvation, that those people will, they're dead. And the people they're burying would probably be dead too. So don't go in the way of deadness. Go into life, the things that he wants to.
所以耶稣说让死人埋死人呢，这句话是在指着属灵的意义去的。那些埋葬的别人的人呢，他自己因为是属世界的，他没有接受基督成为救主，他没有重生，所以在神眼里这种人活着也是死的，所以他埋的对方呢是没有接受基督的也是死的，这就是死人在埋死人。
And you know something, we thank and we praise and worship the Lord Jesus that when he came into this world, our brother Joe was saying that there was over 600laws and things that they had to follow. They had dietary foods that they had to eat, and they couldn't eat other foods, and there was all kinds of customs and things that all started growing from those 600 laws, and they didn't know which way to turn. How could they follow all these things? But the Lord Jesus gave us two laws. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your being. That was number one, okay, in a human being's life, that we should love our Creator. We should love the one who saw us in our sin and in our need, and he came down to die for us. That's the most important thing in a human being's life.
所以耶稣呢来的时候呢，就把以色列人的613条律法，他们还扩展了很多细则。导致呢，这是个庞大的宗教体系，使得以色列人都无所适从啊。那 耶稣来呢，其实就告诉当时的犹太人呢，其实神的律法的总纲就是两条，第一条就是尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，他不但是你的创造主，他更是把你从罪中救出来的救赎主，所以我们本当完全的把自己交给他，爱他。
And the second law that he gave us was to love one another as I have loved you, as the Lord Jesus has loved this world, has loved you and me. He's asking us to love one another as he has loved us.
第二条呢，跟第一条很近似啊，就是爱人如己啊，爱邻舍如自己啊，因为耶稣爱我们，他是这样的舍己的爱，就是我们也是要彼此相爱。
And this only starts when a person is born again. Then and only then can he love the Lord his God with all his heart. Because he doesn't love the world anymore. He's left that behind. That's not something to be treasured. That's not something that's very important.
这也是为什么我们必须要重生。当我们里面那个人没有重生，还是救我的时候，我没有办法爱是基督或者爱人，因为我们爱的是世界，只有我们重生了，我们才可能新造的人才可能在里面有爱主和爱人的能力。
And then when the Spirit of God comes to seal us and dwell in us, all these other things to love one another as he has loved us all comes naturally. It's like the back of your hand, it's just naturalThat this is what the Lord would have us to do, because He loved us so dearly.
所以当我们得救了，我们接受基督成为救主之后呢，我们重生了以后，圣灵就住在我里面了。当圣灵住在我里面，我里面那个新造的人做出来的事呢，就是非常自然的，就像你手心和手背，很自然，你不会觉得好像这件事情你在刻意在做，它就是一个你得救以后从神来自然的能力。
But in spite of all the difficulties and challenges in life, the Lord Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And all throughout your trials in life, as you're growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ, you're practicing patience that the Lord is developing you into. All these things will make you more like Christ, His Son. And one day we will be like Him.Will be like Jesus. And that's what we are looking forward to. We don't like this system of things. We don't like what's happening around us. But the Lord has put us here for a purpose.
神给我们在地上是有个目的的。这个目的呢，就是让我们越来越像圣子基督，而不是像世界所塑造出来人的模式。所以当我们跟随主呢，我们就不再跟随世界啊，我们就会越来越有基督的样式。
So it's hard to go against the world, because the world is all around us. There will be a lot of persecution, there will be a lot of heartaches, and a lot of difficulties. But there's one who has conquered all that, even our Lord Jesus. And all power is given to him in heaven and in earth. There's nothing.Too hard for him. He is in us.
所以我们要相信，在他里面没有难成的事，他在我们里面，所以他会胜过一切的苦难，他是在一切的苦难里与我们同行，这是我们所依靠的，在我们和世界征战的时候，不是靠着自己的肉体去打，是靠着神的灵。
Okay, now we can continue.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your thoughts. We want to go back and think a little bit more about verse 18 in John chapter 9, the word Jew.
Okay,
the Jews. And we've learned quite a bit, but one thing I want you to keep in mind is that they are...opposed to God, and they have their own traditions of the law of Moses.
那我们要记得呢，他们抵挡神啊，他们有了建立了自己的传统，在摩西律法的基础上。
Now, We're going to be looking at John 9, but I want you to hold your hand there and go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们先约翰福音九章放在这儿，我们看临前的十章。 哥林多前书
We're going to look at just two verses, verse 31 and 32.
31, 32节.
Roy, you want to read those two verses for us? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 and 32.
哥林多前书10章31和32节。
31 and 32, yeah.
Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none open, either to the Jews or to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God the Gentiles.
Yeah, okay. Just calling your attention to verse 32, there are three groups that are mentioned in that verse.
注意32节提到了三群人.
Okay. We got a group called Jews.
这一群叫犹太人.
And Gentiles.
还有一群叫外邦人, 就是希腊人.
And the church.
还有就是教会.
Of God.
神的教会.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm taking some time to share this with you is because there's a concern today among Christians that we need to go back and keep certain Jewish traditions.
那我们谈这一点的原因呢，是今天有一些的基督徒认为呢，我们需要回去啊，守一些犹太人的传统。
Now, let's just rehearse for a minute. The Jews, or Israel, was God's chosen people, no doubt about that.
那犹太人呢，以色列人是神的选民，没问题。
On several occasions, I have talked to Jewish people, and some of them know their background, and some of them do not. But the ones that do know their background, they understand that they are the chosen people of God.
那有的人呢，当我和他谈的时候，他们是犹太人，有的人知道他们的背景，有的人不知道。啊，他们知道的都是从这里圣经来的。
Now, we also know that within the Jewish nation, all Jews do not really believe in God.
那在犹太的国里啊，很多大部分的犹太人其实不相信神的。
It's just like saying all Catholics are Christians, or all Baptists are Christians, or all Presbyterians are Christians. They're not.
所以就像所有的天主教，所有的浸信会，所有的长老会和所有的基督徒。
So the Bible puts it like this, all Jews are not really Jews. Okay? There's a nation called Israel. All who are in the nation are really not people who really believe in God, but they were born into that nation.
所以不是所有的犹太人都是神的犹太人啊，只是他肉身生在这个国家里啊，他就成为犹太人。I
can make a, if all Jews are not really Jews, I could make this statement, all Christians are not really Christians.
所以如果不是所有的犹太人都是真犹太人呢，也不是所有的基督徒都是真基督徒。
So there were a lot of people that called themselves Jews, but they didn't follow God. There's a lot of people who call themselves Christians, but they don't follow Jesus.
很多人称自己为犹太人, 但他们不跟随神。 很多人称自己是基督徒, 但他们没有真的接受主。
So we're breaking the world down into three groups.
所以我们把世界世人呢, 分成三群。
Okay, three groups. We got the Jews, we got the Gentiles, and we got the Church of God.
所以世人分成三群呢, 就是犹太人, 外邦人, 和神的教会。
Now, unless you know your genealogy, your family tree, probably everybody in the room today is a Gentile.
除非你知道你的祖先的来历哦, 我相信在座的大部分呢, 都应该是外邦人。
Okay. So, here's the way this goes. You can be a Jew, that is, physically on earth. You can be a Gentile, anybody who's not a Jew, because you're born into the Jewish family, or you're born into a non-Jewish family, but there's something different about this group called the Church of God.
所以前面两点呢,很好分别。你如果肉身是生在犹太人的家庭呢,那你就是犹太人。那你肉身不是生在犹太人的家庭呢,那你就是外邦人。但是第三点呢,稍微有些不同。
Physically born a Jew, physically born not a Jew, a Gentile, you cannot be physically born into the Church of God.
你可以肉身成为生在犹太人家庭或生在外邦人家庭, 但是你不能肉身生下来就是一个基督徒。
A Jew who believes in the Lord Jesus as his Savior, he can be in the Church of God.
一个犹太人如果他相信接受耶稣基督成为他的救主, 他就可以进到神的教会。
A non-Jew, a Gentile, if he trusts the Lord Jesus as his or her Savior, they can be in the Church of God.
一个外邦人他接受基督成为他的救主,
but you cannot be physically born into this church. You must be born again.
你不能第一次出生, 肉体的出生, 生出来就在神的教会, 不可以, 你必须要重生, 你必须要接受基督, 重生才能进到神的教会。
There is a belief today that if a person is a true Christian, born again in the Church of God, that they need to go back and practice Jewish tradition.
所以今天有一种的趋势呢, 说身在神的教会的人呢, 重生了, 那他还要回去来守犹太人的传统。
Let me turn to another verse. It's in the book of Galatians chapter 3.
我们来看一节, 加拉太书三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书三章。
I'm going to read verse 26, 27, 28 and 29. I'm going to start in verse Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26.
加拉太书三章二十六到二十九节.
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
所以你们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子.
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
Now notice verse 28 in particular.
特别看28节。
There is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。And
if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
Here's the problem that can come up. You can have a Jewish person who trusts Christ as their Savior, and now they are in the Church of God. Let me give you another name for this. It's called Body of Christ.
那现在有一个犹太人，他接受基督成为他的救主，他就进到了神的教会。神的教会呢？换一个名词呢，就叫做基督的身体。
This is not a building.
这不是一个建筑。
This is a group of people, like Gentiles, like Jews, a special group of people.
这是一群特别的人啊，包括外邦人，也包括犹太人。
Christians.
基督徒。
Now, let's suppose that a Jewish person trusts Christ as their Savior, and they become a Christian, and they say, I'm going to be a Jewish Christian.
那一个基督犹太人接受基督成为救主，他说我成为一个犹太基督徒了。
And then a non-Jewish person, like myself, Gentile, he gets saved, and he says,I'm going to be a Gentile Christian.
一个外邦人，他接受基督，他得救了，就像我自己一样。好，我现在成为外邦基督徒。
No Jewish Christian, no Gentile Christian. What did we read right here? Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female.For you are all one in Christ.
所以这两个表述是不准确的，因为从二十八节看呢，再也不分犹太人和外邦人，都是一的。
Let me suggest that it is dangerous for a Christian to say, I want to go back and practice what I learned when I was a Jew, but I'm a Christian, but I want to be a Jewish Christian.
所以很危险啊！当一个人得救以后，他要回去再做犹太的那些传统。他说：“哎，我是一个犹太人，所以我要去，坚守原来犹太的那些传统，做犹太基督徒。”
So in this group, let's suppose for a moment 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. Let's say there are some Jewish people that got saved, there are some Gentile people that got saved, and the Jewish said, well.I want to have a meeting like I used to have a meeting in the synagogue.
那假设我们十六节教会有一个犹太的基督徒啊，他是犹太人，他成为基督徒。他说啊，我现在要跟原来会堂的那种会聚会一样，我要去在那样的方式聚会。
And then the Gentile said, No, I don't want to have a meeting like you used to have when you were a Jew. I want to have a meeting because I came from a different background. I'm a Gentile.
那一个外邦的基督徒说呢，哎，我不希望你们像犹太会堂那样聚会，我要像我原来所熟悉的那个方式聚会。
God says the door is open to the Jew and the door is open to the Gentile, but we are now Christians and we don't make distinctions anymore.
神说呢，现在门对犹太人开了，对外邦人也开了，所以我们不再有分别。
Matter of fact, we read it in Christ.No different. Male, female, slave, free, Jew, Gentile. No different. All one in Christ now. Just one.
事实上我们读到呢，不管是犹太人、希腊人啊，各种各样的都成为合为一了，它不再有区别。
Yeah. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'll show you how we apply that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the first verse.
我们回到哥林多前书十章啊。是怎么应用的
Okay. In verse 31, it says, whatever we do, or whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以无论或吃或喝啊，都为荣耀神而行。
Okay. Now watch the next verse. Give no offense. Or don't... How can we say that?
stumble.
Don't offend, or don't look down on, or don't stumble, or don't, I don't know how you want to say that, give no offense.
就是不要使他们跌倒啊，就是不要低看他们，不要使他摔跌倒，绊倒他。
As a believer, okay, I am not to favor one of these over another one. I'm not to use my freedom or my background or my ethnic who I am to offend another one. In other words, sorry, I'm going on and on here, but you'll get the gist of it. I'm not to say, well, I'm a Gentile Christian, so I don't care what Jews do.
所以他不会用他原来的身份，得救前的身份啊，无论是种族的，还是个性的，还是文化的、传统的，他不会因为这个，他会轻看别人啊，或者呢，一定要求别人跟他一样啊，他不会因为是外邦人，他就。用这个要求来要求犹太人。
And on the other hand, the Jewish Christians said, I don't care what the Gentiles do. We're not to walk over one another. We're not to push our own way. We're not to offend.
所以我们要彼此和睦的同行啊，所以并不是要去冒犯他人，所以把我们原有固有的那些概念都撇开掉。
What is very interesting to me, let's go back to the Galatians passage again, chapter 3. Go back to Galatians chapter 3.
我们回到加拉太书的三章那一段。
We read in Galatians chapter 3, let me get it. Verse 29. And if you are Christ, or if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
I was riding on an airplane one day, and a man sitting across the aisle from me was a Jewish man. And he had his little cap on. It's called a hamaka.
那我有一次在飞机上呢，有个犹太人坐在我边上，戴了个小圆帽。
So I engaged him in a conversation, and I said, "Do you know what tribe you are from?" Now remember, there are 12 sons, 12 tribes of Israel.
我就跟他聊了一会儿，我就问他，你知道你是从哪一个支派来的吗？因为犹太人有十二个支派。
And he said, no, I don't know what tribe I'm from. I was born in Michigan, he said.
他说我不知道我是哪一个支派的，我在密歇根州出生的。
I said, would it surprise you that I know what tribe I am from?
如果我告诉你我是从哪个支派出来的，你会不会很诧异啊？
Yeah, he said, yes, I would like to know.
他说哎呀，我太想知道了。
I said, I am from... the tribe of Abraham.
我是从亚伯拉罕那一支派来的。
Now, of course, Abraham is not one of the 12 children. You know that.
你们都知道亚伯拉罕也不是十二个孩子之一啊。
I said, I am a son of Abraham by faith.
我说我是借着信心成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Here's the way it goes. Abraham believed God. And it was accounted to him for righteousness.
亚伯拉罕信神，神就以此为他的义。
And I believe God, and it's accounted unto me for righteousness.
我信神，神也以此为我的义。
Therefore, I am the son of Abraham by faith.
所以我是借着信心成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So you've got to get this. Because there's a big movement today saying that Christians have to go back and do certain things from their background or their family or their tradition.
因为今天哈这样的一个趋势还是挺强的，就是总有人在推动的基督徒要回到犹太的传统里去。
What if I said because of my background, I don't think there should be any black people in the Church of God. No black, no dark-skinned people should be in the Church of God because I was raised like that in Mississippi.
那假设我说，哎，因为我的传统，因为我是在密西西比州抚养长大的，那我说因为我的传统呢，我们教会就不能有黑人，这是我们的传统。
Now that would be foolish. That would be crazy.
这是不是很愚蠢、很疯狂的事情呢？
You'd be surprised that some people believe that.
你会很诧异啊、哦，有的人还真信这样的事。
And then you will have someone who is a Jew, and they could say, "I don't think there should be any Gentiles in the body of Christ. Only Jews."
反过来呢，对于犹太人得救的那些人，他们觉得，哎。他们的教会不应该有外邦人，只应该有犹太人。
That is completely foolish.
这是非常完全愚蠢的事情。
Let me tell you what God has done.
神怎么做的？神把这两样都废掉了。
He said it doesn't make any difference where you're from.
神说呢，这你
or what traditions you practice.
无论你从哪里来，你遵守什么传统。
You need to become a Christian.
你要成为基督徒。
What does the word Christian mean?
基督徒这个词什么意思？
Okay, I hear rumblings. Anybody got a definition?
没什么定义呢？
It's okay, just guess if you don't know.
猜就好了嘛。
It actually comes from a word that means Christ won. One that belongs to Christ. Christ won's Christians.
把这个词分成两部分呢 ，Christ 和后面 gen， gen 就是 one， 就是人的意思，属基督的人就是基督徒。
Do you know where the first time that word is used in the Bible?
圣经里第一次用这个词是在哪呢？
Roy will look it up for us, I bet.
Antioch.
Okay, where is that? Antioch. Antioch, Syria. Antioch, Asia.
Antioch. 哪一个 Antioch? 叙利亚的 Antioch 吗？还是
Syria, right. Okay. Approximately 200 miles north. How many kilometers? I don't know. North of Jerusalem.
离耶路撒冷的北面差不多200英里哈，叙利亚的安提亚。
And you know what it says?
他怎么说的
？Roy, what does it say?
Acts chapter 11 and verse 26.
Hang on, don't read, Roy. Hang on.
十一章的二十六节。
Acts 11 and verse 26. Okay. Thank you, Roy. Yeah, please.
And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that the whole year the assembly did themselves in the church and taught much people.And the disciples were called and raised him first in Antioch.
Okay. You know why the Christians were in Antioch?
那为什么基督徒是在安提阿吗？
Because they killed Stephen in Jerusalem, the first church martyr. They stoned him to death.
因为他们把斯提凡在耶路撒冷第一个殉道的人给杀了。
And the ones that killed Stephen reached down and picked up more stones, and they said, let's get another Christian, let's kill another one.
And
many of the Christians had to leave Jerusalem and flee for their life. And some of them went as far as Antioch. In Syria.
有的人就走到了叙利亚的安提阿。
But when they got there, guess what they did?
他们到了那，他们做什么呢？
They did not hide, and their mouths were not shut. They preached Jesus.
他们没有藏起来，嘴巴也没有闭着，他们在传讲耶稣。
And many people were saved in that town, and that was a city. That was a big city in those days. Probably 500,000 people lived in Antioch.
很多人在那，那是个很大的城，应该有50万人了。But
something happened because the community in Antioch looked at these disciples, and the first time the word is used, it said, they must be Christ ones. They must belong to Christ.
所以对社区的人呢， 当他们开始这么做的时候，他们就说：“哎，他们一定是，他们是属基督的，他们是基督徒，这么就叫起来。”Now
let me tell you, they did not have Christian T-shirts on. Okay.
我要告诉大家，
that said, I am a Christian. They did not wear Christian T-shirts.
他们没有一个基督徒的 T恤衫啊，上面写的我是基督徒。And
they did not have a cap that's with a cross on it, saying I'm a follower of Jesus.
他们也没有一个帽子上有十字架，说哎我是跟随耶稣的。And
they didn't put any bumper stickers on their chariots in those days.
所以他们也没有在车上放一个条，放在他的保险杠上。So
why did they call them Christian?
那为什么他们管他们叫基督徒呢？
Their actions. They must have been like Christ.
他们是像耶稣吗？
What they said, what they did, how they lived, must have reminded the community, oh, they're like that one called Christ. They killed him in Jerusalem, you know.
对，因为他们会让整个社区想起来，哦，他们就像他们在耶路撒冷所杀的那个耶稣那样，他们所说所行的。You
know, they didn't say, I think they are maybe Jews who are Christians. No.
他们不是这么说的，他不是说，哎呦，我想，他们大概是犹太的基督徒。And
they didn't say, I think they must be non-Jews who are Christians.
或者说呢，他们是非犹太的基督徒。They
said they are Christians.
他们只说他们就是基督徒。
We're calling them Christians. Because we think they living like Christ. They did not call themselves Christians. The community called them Christians.
他们不是自称基督徒，而是社区的人叫他们基督徒。
Could I ask you a question?
我能问你一个问题吗？
Do your neighbors call you a Christian?
你的邻居叫不叫你基督徒呢？
Do they see anything in your life that reminds them of Christ?
他们有没有在你身上看见一些东西让他们想起耶稣呢？
You don't have to tell them you're a Christian. You should show them you are a Christian by your words and by your deeds.
所以你不需要告诉别人你是个基督徒，你只需要借着你的话，借着你的行为来显明你是一个基督徒。You
as a Christian, you should be the best neighbor that anybody could have in Vancouver.
你作为一个基督徒，你要成为温哥华每个人都从来没有见过的最好的邻居。If
you're a businessman, you should be the best boss of all businesses in Vancouver.
如果你是个商人，你是要成为最好的老板，在所有的商人里，你是最好的。
If you are a worker, You should be the best worker of any worker in Vancouver.
你会是工人的话呢, 你是温哥华所有工人里最好的那一个。
If you are a student, you should be the best student of any students because Jesus lives in your heart.
那你是学生呢, 你是所有学生里最好的, 因为耶稣住在你心里。
You should be the best wife, you should be the best husband.
你是要成为最好的丈夫, 最好的妻子。
Because you are representing Jesus, the Christ.
因为你, 代表耶稣啊, 基督。
You know, some people are never going to read their Bible. They're never going to read a Bible.
有些人呢, 从来不读圣经。
You, as a Christian, are the only Bible they're going to ever read. They're going to watch you.
但是你作为一个基督徒，是那些不读圣经里的人唯一读的一本圣经，就是你自己了，因为他们看你就在看耶稣。You
think they will call you Christian after they watch you?
你会觉得他们看了你之后会管你叫基督徒吗？
They did in Antioch. They called them Christians first.
他们在安提阿是这么做的，他们在安提阿就叫那些人叫基督徒。Okay,
I think that's probably all I want to say about that. We have about 10 minutes left, and I'm going to ask Jeet if he will answer all of your questions. Now that I've set him up.
Before we get into questions, maybe I can say a couple more
yes,
things.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
And you see, the Jewish people at this time, they were thinking they had in their brains and in their minds and hearts that because they were children of Abraham, that was a guaranteed thing for them to be in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. 他们就一定是能够进神的国的，因为他是亚伯拉罕肉身的后裔。
Now it's interesting. I was listening to a commentary on the radio, and you see, in Israel right now, there are Jewish believers, Christians, Christian Jews, okay? But a lot of these Christian Jews are going back to the Jewish traditions, okay? They go to their temple and do carry on with the customs of the Jewish people, but they are Christians. They believe in Christ for salvation. Now, it's interesting that this man was saying, I know all of you are scholars here, and you read in the book of Revelation that there will be 144,000 from 12,000 from each tribe that will be here during the time when there will be that 7 years of tribulation. And these 144,000, he was saying, will be Jewish believers. They will be staying here, and they will be preaching the gospel of the kingdom during that time of tribulation. But they go to the temples right now. They are Christians. They believe in Christ, but they have not let go of their traditions.
所以今天呢，他听到一个收音机里的传道人讲，今天的犹太呢，犹大地以色列呢，还是有很多的信徒啊，是基督徒啊，但是呢，他们还是回到了他们的传统里，就是犹太的律法啦，他们守的一些的诫命，那一切的犹太传统里，但是按照启示录呢，最终会有那144,000人啊。 一个支派14,000人，一共有144,000人呢，会在最终的七年的大灾难，尤其是三年半的最后的三年半的大灾里呢，这144,000人会成为传道人啊。那这些人呢，都是犹太人啊，也就是今天还在守犹太传统的这一批基督徒，那他们是基督徒。The
other interesting point when Joe was talking about Antioch. And the people there being calling them Christians, they were preaching, like Paul was saying, he was the first missionary. When he went out, he said, I don't know anything. except Christ crucified. Mm-hmm. So they were preaching Christ to these people, and they were like Christ. That's the teachings of Christ. And so they were calling them Christians. But it's interesting that the Christians in Jerusalem, the ones that were in Jerusalem, were driven out by God to go out from Jerusalem because of the persecution that was taking place.
所以这里我们刚才讲的这批基督徒，他们是被逼迫赶出去的。他们本来在耶路撒冷，最后呢，神借着逼迫把他们赶出去。赶出去以后，他们在各地呢，包括在安提阿说什么，他们传讲耶稣受难，传讲耶稣复活，就是关于耶稣基督救赎的真理。所以这样的话呢，福音就传开了。And
this is the same pattern that God follows. He takes people out of their comfort zone. Okay, they were used to their relatives, their houses, their everything, their culture there in Jerusalem. They had a good life. But God took them out of there so that He could teach them and make them to grow in the things that He wants them to grow in.
所以神很有意思，神总是用这样的方式把人呢从他的舒适区带出来。这些的耶路撒冷的基督徒呢，他们原来在那生活，家人、亲人、圈子都在那。
And He takes us out individually. He plucks us out from our families, from our cultures, from our background religions, and He brings us into a new place where He can really deal with us and teach us and have our faith grow in Him as we get to know Him through His Word.
神也是这么带着我们的，把我们从原来自己舒适的圈子里、环境里带出来、拔出来。 然后呢，他来教导我们，带领我们。You
know that I came from a background of people that have turbans, they have beards, they're called Sikhs. That was my upbringing. My father and my mother, they went to the temple. I went with them to the temple. I learned about the religion. I learned about the people, the culture, and that was my background. But God took me out of that.
然后他就讲他自己的例子啊，他说他出生的家庭呢是锡克教的家庭，是印度特别宗教化的一群人啊，他们是戴那个裹头巾的，然后留长胡子的，然后从小父母带着孩子去他们的庙的，就是一群这样非常宗教里面非常虔诚的一群人。那神呢把他从这样的，他从小也是在这个环境里长大的，他也是受这些教育的。
And you know, Joe was talking about inheritance. That's in a culture, that's probably one of the really important things that keep people in there because of their heritage and their inheritance. You know, when I left my family, my culture, my people, I lost my inheritance. My father gave my share. I'm the eldest in the family, the eldest boy, and the boys usually get the inheritance. My father did not give me any inheritance. He gave it to my younger brother. He gave all of it to my... There's just two boys in the family. He gave everything to my younger brother because I became a Christian.
那同样的，刚才Joe讲到呢，当亚伯拉罕离开本族本家的时候呢，他会丢掉他的产业的，包括他的父亲给他的遗产。基督长老就说，这就是他所经历的，那他是家里的长子。 那所以，当他成为基督徒以后，他离开这个家以后，他父亲就把所有该给他的产业全部给了他弟弟。So
my inheritance is the Lord.
但是他的产业是什么？他的产业就是主。There's
nothing else that matters. It comes and goes. Money comes and goes. My grandfather's brother-in-law, he owned almost all of Vancouver Island when we came here in 1957 to Canada from India. My grandfather's brother-in-law owned most of Vancouver Island. All the resources on there. All the gold and the oil and the natural gas and the forest. He had a railway going from one end of the island to the other end of the island. He had his own private airports.
那他就说呢，地上的一切都是来来去去，会没有的啊，我们的产业是基督了。 他说，当他来到温哥华的时候呢，他祖父的妹夫啊，应该是，那拥有是整个温哥华岛的。 然后这个温华岛上的各种的资源矿产，包括这个铁路啊，他还有一个私人飞机场啊，全部是他的。
He used to openly say, he says, I've got so much wealth, it will last more than 10 generations.
然后他就很，就这个人就说呢，我的产业太多了，十辈子都花不完的。
But his children that came after him, they squandered it, it did not even last one generation.
但是他的
one generation.
他的孩子出生呢，在他孩子的这辈子就败光了，所以不用十辈子，一辈子就败光了。
So these things come and go, but our inheritance is with the Lord.
Amen.
所以这些东西是来来去去的啊，钱财就是来来去去。但是我们在主里的真正的产业是基督啊，是神自己。
It's eternal as He is eternal.
对，真正永恒的就是他，神才是真正永恒的。
Sorry, you must have a lot of questions. I'm going on.
抱歉啊，耽误大家问问题的时间。
You have 90 seconds.
有九十秒可以问问你啊。
You must have some questions.
大家有什么问题吗？
Write them down, bring them next week.
可以写下来，下周带过来。
Seriously, write them down.
写下来，
bring them next week.
有好的问题啊。
We're not getting too far. We learned about Jews today.
今天还在犹太人这里啊，没有学，没有走太快。
Okay. Who's going to pray now? Who is going to pray now? Yeah. Oh, no, he's got a question. He's not praying.
My English is very close.
That's okay.
Ask in Chinese.
Oh, ask me in Chinese.
Yeah. 我读的圣经不多啊，但是我看到呢，如果按照地理的概念来说呢，比如说我们从上海去北京，我们叫上北京，
嗯，
嘛，
嗯，
但这里面的所有的章节呢，就是说关于说到耶路撒冷，无论是从上面来的，从北方来的，也叫从加利利来耶路撒冷，也叫上耶路撒冷，
嗯，
从埃及去耶路撒冷也叫上耶路撒冷。
OK，
那这个是不是就是作者故意的这个？让我们去这个把这个耶路撒冷地位提高，全部用的阿布。
Yeah, it's a.
没有。
A big one, I think.
No, it's not a big one. He said, in the Bible, there's a very interesting description. Every time described, go to Jerusalem, you have to go up to Jerusalem. So no matter where you are.You are in Galilee, go up to. So generally, we go up to from south to north, we go up. To,
that's right.
Right. So that's to right. Jerusalem, no matter you're from south or from north,、
that's、
you、
right.
all go up to Jerusalem.
Always up to、yeah. Jerusalem.
So why is that? Why?
Because, yeah. Always, he's right.、
Yeah.
He's right. It's always down from and、yeah. up to、
yeah.
In the scriptures. Because Jerusalem is the capital city.Not only of Israel, but it's going to be the capital city of the whole world one of these days. Okay? And Jerusalem is the city of God. And God is always up. Okay? And so anywhere you read, David is right, anywhere you read in the scriptures is going to be up to Jerusalem, no matter where you start from.
所以 David 讲的是对的，就是你无论从哪在圣经读到他从哪个方向去的，都叫上到耶路撒冷去。原因呢，耶路撒冷不但是犹大，不但是以色列的首都，它未来是全地球的首都，因为它是神的城。在启示录里我们看
the only reference I know about Jerusalem going down is at the endWhen God brings the new Jerusalem from heaven and it descends down from heaven, the new Jerusalem.
唯一一次讲到去耶路撒冷是往下呢，就是启示录里面神把新的耶路撒冷从天降到地上的时候呢，他用的是从上往下，这是唯一一次。其他从地上其他地方到耶路撒冷都是往上，因为那是神的城，你到神的城就是往上。
We do have to stop because there's another program here at 12:30. But just think about this. The New Jerusalem doesn't come to the earth. It stops up in the atmosphere.
记得新耶路撒冷不是到地上来,它是在半空中的。
And we'll talk about that later.
我们以后来讲,这是一个细节来的。
Okay.
David.
David,
你带我们祷告。
David, pray in Chinese.
你用中文。
感谢您让我们在这里能够听到您的话语，能够借着弟兄的嘴来传达您的信息，感受您的福音。在您呢没有做不到的，在我们属地的呢很多东西想不到的，在您呢也没有说想不到，也没有说做不到。但愿我们的脚步，我们的 属地的生活交付到您的手里，愿您的恩典常赐予我们，感谢您赞美您主，请您保守，像教弟兄这些老弟兄的身体的健康，愿他们能够借着您的恩典说出您的话语，让我们传更好的福音，愿我们的属地的子民呢能够 远离罪恶，愿您的国早日降临，愿您的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。以上的祈求祷告，奉靠我主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
啊，you got a lot of amens. That's good.